Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The East Coast of the United States has been flooded off and on the last 3-4 months. Meanwhile, Texas is in one of the worst droughts in 60 years. I wish that hurricane wouldn't hit Louisiana where they don't need it, or that tropical storm. I wish it would hit Texas. That's what we need, is a hurricane to come sit right over Austin for about a week. I hate watching all the fish die in the creeks and animals run around looking for water. Okay, Bob Chapman is coming up in the next segment to get into the huge developments on the economic front. And then I'm going to continue with your phone calls as well. Don't forget, InfoWars Nightly News is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. Really excited about the great response from listeners. But the main story I want to get into with our guest that's coming up, Bob Chapman, is even Goldman Sachs secretly believes that an economic collapse is coming. We're going to be talking about that in a moment with Bob Chapman. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. I appreciate people holding. Aaron in Nevada, you're a trooper. Welcome to the airwaves.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. I just want to disagree with your decision, apparently, because I've searched your website, Stem to Sturm. There is not even one story about the upcoming Palestinian statehood vote, September 20th, the opening of the UN General Assembly. There's nothing there at all on it. It's okay to report on it. ABC News is reporting on it, CNN, Bloomberg. They're all reporting on it, but you're not reporting on it. And I really would like to hear Paul Watson's take on it, even Aaron Dyke's take on it, but you're not covering. Is there a reason why? Please respond.
Yeah, put the camera on me. I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, I've seen it in the news. I've read articles on our site concerning it. I've read articles about violence. We had articles about stun grenades being passed out to most of the Israelis ahead of a new intifada. I covered it, I think, earlier in the week. And number one, I am sick of hearing about Israel. I'm like Ron Paul. I'm like, cut all the foreign funding. Nobody's going to attack Israel. They got 800 nuclear weapons. At least 400 are admitted. High tech. Some jet aircraft better than what the U.S. has. I'm sick of it. I don't want foreign aid to Mexico. I don't want it to Israel. I don't want it to Egypt. I'm done. And I'm sick of it. I'm not obsessed with Israel. I'm obsessed with liberty and freedom. And I'm not even mad at you, but you have this accusatory, really almost haughty, like satisfaction that you've caught me. I'd like to hear. And I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I know that they're having that vote come up. I know they've had all these. I mean, it's been going on since 1947. Nobody's going anywhere. And, I mean, I covered it when the people came out of Syria and got mowed down. And I said that was horrible and wrong. And so that's the end of it. I mean, I don't like being falsely accused of something. Now, I do see comments all the time like, why aren't you covering this? And I'm like, ooh, let me check that. I'm like, well, thank you for telling me. But look, this is my issue. I don't want to belabor this. I've got a cold. Okay, I feel absolutely horrible right now. I didn't hardly sleep last night. I was on coast to coast last night. I left here at like 11 o'clock last night. I work hard. And just to have somebody call in and say, where is this information, when I know I've covered it and seen it, it's just bizarre. Why don't you do a website and tell us about it? But again, you don't believe me that we covered it, right? Because I can't be a good guy. Is that right?
Alex, I'm your like biggest supporter, but I'm also willing to criticize you where I think you're soft-pedaling something. No, I searched your website for making this call today, so it's not like some irrational.
Hold on a minute. There's false stuff out there about me, like saying I support the Israeli attack on the flotilla, which I never said and wasn't true, and people play the clip and say I'm saying it when I didn't. So there's a lot of weirdness going on here. The Israeli lobby attacks me all the time, okay? But I will not get into this whole Israel obsession thing. I do not. It's not my religion.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. Foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Bob Chapman riding shotgun with us throughout the hour, taking your phone calls and, well, getting into the incredibly important economic news that I'm about to get into and then get Bob's expert analysis and take on it. Last week, he called the big dip in gold with total precision. It's almost sickeningly accurate. We posted his articles from the International Forecaster at InfoWars.com 2 weeks ago before that happened. He did it a day and a half before. Then he predicted exactly what it's now done today. It's getting right up there close to 1900 again. And so we're going to get his take on where we're going through the rest of the year with gold, silver, the economy, and your phone calls. But if you just joined us, there was a caller earlier, Aaron in Nevada, and I guess he's still there. I'm not going to turn this into a 10-hour discussion, but let me explain something. I don't cover things generally from the angle of the pro-Israel lobby or the anti-Israel lobby. Okay? When I was mainly a mainline conservative 16, 17 years ago, and there's clips of this on the web, I was, the UN doesn't like Israel, the globalists don't like it, so Israel's okay. My understanding has gotten more sophisticated. But I actually have an allergy to Israel, okay? I'm sick of hearing about it. Those people are all going to be killing each other forever, and I'm tired of it. I don't obsess over Australia. I don't obsess over Austria. I don't obsess over Chile. I don't obsess over Timbuktu. And I'm just sick of my whole life having to hear about Israel, 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 Palestine, Palestine. And then since I've been on air 16-plus years, weirdos, man, trying to get me to take on their pet project of, you won't talk about Scientologists all day. You must be one. Look, there's a guy named Alex Jones in Scientology. It's me. No, it's not. I'm not some 65-year-old guy with black hair. Or Alex works for the Vatican. He spoke at a Catholic university once when he was asked to speak. You know, on and on and on. I'm not any of these things, okay? I don't even go to mainline church except occasionally, and it's Methodist and Baptist. I'm just a guy who wants peace and liberty. I want my republic. I want the foreign banks out of my country. But a guy calls in, and he says, why aren't you covering Palestinian statehood vote in the UN? Because I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. It's dumb. Nothing's going to change. Israel's an armed camp with 400 to 800 high-powered nukes, submarines, jets. And Palestinians or Arabs or from the Golan out of Syria come across, they're going to get shot. And now you got an Arab Spring going on over there that's globalist funded. We told you years before they were about to do this, and it's just a giant quagmire. And there's other things going on other than this, and I'm tired of it. And it's just an example of the obsession. It's like Common Elanin. People telling me I got to cover this. It's not going to kill us in October. I have my own issues that I'm into. And the sickening religion of obsessing on Israel and bashing Israel, it's sickening. And the sickening political religion of worshiping Israel, but people that aren't even Israelites or from Israel, Israelis, obsessing and tying it into everything that doesn't even matter. I mean, it's like I'll talk about the price of tea in China and I get some comment about you're just bashing Israel. I'm sick of it. I'm so tired of people cornering me and going, Alex, I really like you, but is it true you're anti-Semitic? You know, I told the story once. I've told it a lot now, and I'm going to Bob Chapman. And I'll give a last comment to Aaron in Nevada, but I appreciate Bob Holding, internationalforecaster.com. I had a dog named Helmet, and I got him in high school. It was a runaway lab, and we took him and put posters up, and we could find out where, you know, whose he was. So we had the dog. And then I went away to college, and I had him in the apartment, and he would dig out under the little tiny backyard thing at the apartment, and he finally got hit by a car. And they wanted to chop his entire front right leg off. And I said, no, let's just see if the nerves come back. And actually, most of them did come back, but he had to, part of the muscle was dead, no nerve, he had to throw it forward. And my parents had 3.5 acres, they still do. Well, that comes in a moment. The point is that I would take him to dog parks, and he liked to jog, and I'd go for 2 or 3 mile jog with him, and he'd be swinging his foot forward while he ran. And and women mainly would say, oh, what's wrong with your puppy? What's wrong with him? What happened to him? And they would talk to the dog like I wasn't there. And like, did he do something to you? And the first 300 or 400 times, I would just say, no, he was hit by a car. He was hit by a car. No, he was hit by a car. Well, why is he done? Well, they wanted to chop his leg off. So it's partially paralyzed, but he's able to move it. He's happy. But, maybe he's taking him to the vet. And after a while, I'm like, shut up! Shut up, control freak! You don't know, it's not your business! A few times I'm like, yes, I beat him! I beat the dog! You know, it's just mental illness ninnying. The show isn't about nitpicking Alex Jones. The globalists are coming down on us, and I got to go to Bob. But I just gave the dog to my parents. He lived many years and died a few years ago. I said, you got 3.5 acres with a big fence around it. You please take the dog, because I cannot handle the ninnying comments anymore. Over and over, they kneel over the dog and go, what happened to your paw? What did he do to you? And you're just like, what is your major malfunction, lady? It was almost always women. What is your problem? I mean, if you saw a kid limping by their dad, it's the same thing. It's always liberal trendies. They're not really liberals. They come around the house, or I see them out in the park, and my son's got a birthmark on the side of his head. And they come over and start talking to him like I don't exist because they want to take over families. They go, what happened to you? Did somebody do something to you? And he's like, my birthmark? Really? Is it? And I'm like, shut up! You know, at a certain point, my son's there. I don't want to get mad. I'm like, listen, you piece of garbage. I'm not even going back. I'm done. Okay? Let's go. I mean, here's the stupid article all over the place. What does it even mean about Israel's statehood? Yes, two-state proposed. 1947 should be fulfilled. This is a constant UN votes, constant fracases, and you want me to be obsessed with your fracas. Okay, what's your take on all this, Bob? Bob Chapman, do you get where I'm going with this?
I am here, and as the bard said, much to do about nothing.
Oh, you don't think this is giantly important, and we need to just completely talk about Israel all day?
No. What I think is that it's important, but you can't be possessive about it. There's all kinds of other things going on in the world. You got to tie them all together, and that's what you do. So, you know, just overlook these people who sometimes are more aggressive than they should be, and you have your own agendas that you like, and I do, too.
That doesn't even matter.
One of them today, we've got gold up almost $50, and I'm almost $25, well, actually $23 short of my prediction last week. It was going to go up $200. And I'm very happy about that. And I'm very happy about the bankers are getting their feet screwed to the floor.
Well, we're going to talk about gold coming up. And again, I shouldn't even have got mad at the guy. It's just, it's like a broken record.
No, listen, you're under a lot of pressure, and he should understand that.
Well, it's like a barking dog. I've got a chihuahua as well. It knows how to get at the back door and wants to be let out. Now, you know, it wants back in, and it goes, at a perfect frequency that drives you crazy. Now, here's what I've been talking about this the whole show, Bob, and I want to get your take and your view on this first, and then we'll get into all the other news. Obviously, the Wall Street Journal ran a story, didn't get really any attention. Goldman takes a dark view. A private note to hedge fund clients gives a strategist views, ways to gain from global pain. And just like with Timberwolf and other groups that they controlled, they were telling their clients, buy this, it's great. But then sending emails to each other saying, look at these idiots, this is total bleeping garbage. Now, here's the article from Economic Collapse at InfoWars.com. Even Goldman Sachs secretly believes that an economic collapse is coming. Goldman Sachs is doing it again. Goldman is telling the public that everything is going to be just fine. But meanwhile, they're advising their top clients to bet on a huge financial collapse. On August 16th, a 54-page report authored by Goldman strategist Alan Brazil was distributed to institutional clients. The general public was not intended to see the report. Fortunately, some folks at the Wall Street Journal got a copy of it. And they say basic total collapse, bet against it. You know, bet on the collapse while they have their front man they literally bought and paid for telling us the economy's getting better, everything's fine. Bob Chapman, they've engineered this, haven't they?
They certainly have. And they don't care about anything other than the fact that they're going to profit from it, and in this case, their clients as well. They should have been on board a long time ago. We've had 11 years now of upside in gold and silver, which is the antithesis of a good economy, good finances, et cetera. And they could have been doing that. No, they were shorting gold and silver along with JPN, HSBC, Citi, and so on. And that was because they didn't want gold to do well, because historically it's the canary in the coal mine, so to speak. And when gold goes up and silver go up, there's a problem. And they didn't want anybody to know there was a problem. Now they're saying there is a problem to a select few, and this is what we think you should do to protect yourself. Whether they talked about gold or not, I don't know. But when I can call the market the way I have, which is absolutely incredible. I don't ask me how I do it. All I can say is that there's a hand on my shoulder doing something that I don't know how to do, but I do it anyway. And we've got them nailed. This is all part of this whole syndrome of world government, control of finances, control of currencies, burying the people so that they'll accept world government. It's an integral part of all of those things. And what you do, and what I try to do, is bring them all together in a package and explain it simply.
All right, stay there. Let's come back and look at how bad the economy really is, where gold and silver's going.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You know why I got irritated at that guy earlier? I am so sick of charges against me not being true. There's 98,500 results, and I'm sure it's not anywhere near that many. If you type in UN vote on Palestinian statehood, just that combination, I knew I'd read like 10 of them on the site in the last 2 weeks and talked about it. Attacks in Israel as Palestinian statehood gains. There's the top thing, Infowars.com. House GOP targets UN over Palestinians, Infowars.com 3 days ago. Palestinian statehood, Obama's challenge. That's a Daily Beast. Israel stock up on stun grenades 3 days ago for UN statehood. I mean, it's just ridiculous how many articles we've got. And the guy, it doesn't even matter. It makes me not even want to cover it even less because I'm so sick of those numbskulls, man. Their lies, their obsession over nothing in the galaxy exists but Israel. They are Israel worshipers. The Israel bashers have given their total soul over to talking about it. It's like I want to vomit, man. Anyways, going back to Bob Chapman here. You just tuned in. Somebody was accusing us of not covering that. And I was like, yeah, I've seen those articles last week.
No, you haven't. I searched it tally well.
I took 10 seconds and found that. Okay. Doesn't matter. Boy. It's like these idiots saying that I'm siding with Gaddafi because I'm against the murder of blacks in Libya. Well, what does that have to do with it? There is genocide going on there. We'll get Bob Chapman's take on that. Bob, how big of a deal is it, though, that Goldman is telling their big insiders, bet against the economy, it's going to implode? How bad is it going to get?
First of all, it's a very big deal because they're insiders. They create the inside news. They're in a position where they connect with all of the most important people in the world behind the scenes that you and I never hear about, people who are very, very powerful, that if somebody told us their name, we wouldn't know. And it's the admission itself to their people who are special to them sometimes as clients that, look, this is what's going to happen, and this is what we got to do to protect you. I have to assume they're telling the truth. Sometimes they don't. But I would think to these people who are their clients, they would tend to tell them the truth. And so the admission itself that we're on a one-way street and we're headed towards real economic and financial problems is a big thing. It's very, very important. It bears out what you and I and others like us from a different perspective have been saying for a long time. And I think that news like this gives us enormous credibility and we should capitalize on it. It's very important because they're saying the same thing that we are for the same reasons.
Bob, aren't we in a race to get the word out that it's the globalists that engineered this? Because if we don't educate the public, as Ron Paul has said, they're going to pose as the saviors again. A, I want you to speak to that. But B, there's this weird schizophrenia, and that's what gets to me is people not being logical, where we put out our economic analysis decades before when we saw derivatives scrapped, the controls on it. You, George Humphrey, countless others I was interviewing at the time, broke it down and helped educate me about it. And now we're here. They've known the whole time. We simultaneously get called kooks for being right while the establishment itself admits this is what's going to happen.
Well, that's typical. It happens frequently, and that's okay. We have skin like the armadillos have. They don't have to have that because they're in a position to make the rules. So we're going to change that for them. Three times in the last 3 years, the big new Brzezinski told members of the Council on Foreign Relations, look, we got these people out there. They're telling everybody the truth. We got to stop them. If you don't stop them, we're in serious trouble. We've talked about this on a program before, and your exact words is, we're breathing down their collar, and you're right, and we're going to get them. That's why we work so hard at this.
And Brzezinski's also said, basically, for the first time in history, all of humanity is awake and staring. You see Congress with a 9%, the vast majority of Americans know the government's working against them. What do you make of the ATF now being caught knowingly shipping guns all over Latin America in containers? They weren't just letting them leave stores. That's just the first guys to blow the whistle. It turns out narcotics, trafficking, everything. And Larry Pratt brought this up. Here's Larry Pratt saying the government's dealing narcotics.
And I'm not surprised. Larry knows what's going on, has for a long time. He's worked tirelessly toward making sure people retain their rights to have their weapons and our guns, I should say, for hunting and things like that. And it doesn't surprise, it shouldn't surprise. The governments today are as corrupt as they've ever been. And it's just not America, it's most all of them.
Stay right there, Bob. Call's coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
He can do with it as he please, and if things don't change soon, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my blood. She'll just sit there as the night grows dim. She'll say, who? Gonna take away his license to kill.
Okay, we're back live with Bob Chapman. We're going to go to your phone calls now and get into some other news. But I was just shown a clip of Laura Ingraham's radio show with Dick Cheney on it, and she introduces him as Darth Vader, and Dick Cheney says he's honored to be compared to Darth Vader because of the power of Darth Vader. Well, I'm the first person I know, going back about 8 years ago, to start comparing Dick Cheney to Darth Vader. I believe I did coin that. But not because he's powerful like Darth Vader, but because he's bionic and had all those heart attacks and was basically being kept alive. And now he literally has an artificial heart on the outside of his body and has no pulse. You can't make this stuff up. And few have lived past a year with the type of heart he's got, because most people get so depressed over not having a pulse. Dick Cheney on TV like turns off the... I saw a reference to him turning it off and laughing as the alarm goes off on TV to freak somebody out. I mean, I guess he is like Darth Vader. He is pretty tough. I mean, not even care if he doesn't have a beating heart. Conservatives are like, Cheney's tough. Cheney gets stuff done. He's a conservative. And then you actually look at Dick Cheney's real record. It's not conservative to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution. What's your view of Dick Cheney now that his new book is out and everything else, Bob Chapman?
Don't go hunting with him.
Oh, man. Hey, I want to bring something else up to you. Have you seen these photos of the guy that's got six fingers and six toes? But they're not like little bitty vestigial ones. He's actually got the full deal going.
No, I have not seen such. Don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, and it's got photos of him climbing coconut trees. Pretty amazing. Hey, more and more of us are going to be like that with all the GMO we're eating, and it's been proven they cause mutations. Maybe that's the new thing. Maybe some of us will have, you know, eight fingers, eight toes on each.
Well, maybe. But let's do something better than that. Let's try to find a way to stop GMO foods.
Well, that's the thing. You know, they corner the market on environmentalism, claiming it's carbon taxes. Let's tax carbon dioxide and water vapor. But then they ignore all the real issues. What do you make of Obama announcing he's going to back off on some of the carbon regulations? A, and have you seen Der Spiegel? They now say the sea level's dropping because of global warming, because that kind of blew up in their face that sea levels have dropped, Bob.
Well, as far as the sea levels are concerned, the past couple of years, generally speaking, worldwide, things have been cooler. And so they, again, still don't have a leg to stand on, and it's still gobbledygook. We know why they want carbon taxes is because they just want to rob us a little bit more worldwide, not just in America. And because of their control of politicians, they're able to get away with legislation that causes these things to become reality, such as in Australia. I mean, the public is up in arms over their new carbon tax. Businesses going out of business. Some of the businesses are raising their prices by 30%, 35%, and 40% to offset the cost of this monstrosity.
It's really a private VAT paid to certain companies. And by the way, I get emails from people saying they want to see the proof. Guys, type in Australia Green Police. Australia Green Police, one of the top links, is a major paper saying home inspections to happen under Green Police. It's from a year ago. It's now begun. It's the same global model of what they're doing. But I mean, Bob, what do you make, though, of the fact that Obama's starting to have to back off, that Al Gore's admitted that he's basically a laughingstock most places now? We're really starting to win on this issue, and that shows that these people are not invincible.
You're absolutely right. It came about 2 to 2.5 years ago, just a little over 2 years ago, and that information that came out about the lies and discrepancies regarding global warming, those exposés, they started the whole thing. But yet they keep right on doing it, like they were masters of the universe and everything that they said was true and they're always right. And they're wrong, and it's up to us to tell the world, no, those people are wrong over there, and here's why.
But again, it's not just that they're wrong. They came up with a scam where they could keep their factories open and shut everybody else's down or charge people a mafia tax. Now, there's the headline, Australia's carbon police may enter homes. And it means not they may. I mean, they may. Like, they're allowed to. In fact, blow that up for me, please. I forget which publication it is. I know it's one of their papers. I'm watching on a screen across the room. That's the Environmental Leader. And it says federal police may be forced to become carbon cops under the Australian government's blow it up a bit because I can't read it from that distance. Under the Australian government's doesn't matter. Okay, you can go read the article, folks, if you want to. Under the Australian government's climate laws to cut greenhouse emissions, reports the Herald Sun. You can link to the Herald Sun. Yeah, that was the one I found. The guys found that one. Good job finding that so quick. I mean, doesn't so much of this rest on exposing these diabolical people?
That's what it's all about for us. Chapter and verse, we gather the information and we give it to them because major media is not going to do that because they control it worldwide. And, you know, you're getting them, and I'm getting them, and that is emails from all over the world saying thank you for telling us the truth. Or, you know, you saved my bacon because I didn't go out and invest in bonds or stocks, and I invested gold and silver and made a whole pile of money. And on and on and on. I get 20 or 30 of them a day, and I certainly don't get the exposure you get. So you must get 100 or 200 of them a day. And that's
thousands.
What we're here for. We don't care about the accolades. We don't care about getting rich. We care about saving humanity, and this is really what this is all about.
But the accolades are good. The feedback's good because it's like a sonar ping. It lets you know the effect you're having. Now, and that's Bob's point. I want to go to calls, Bob, but a few other economic numbers here. You know, they tell us inflation is 5-6%. What is it really? They tell us jobless numbers are 9.1. What is it really? They tell us that unemployment is a lot lower. My number's 22%. What are the real economic numbers here? Because they've gone from telling us we left the recession 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago to we may go back into a recession. Now they're calling it the greatest recession. How long have we technically been in a depression?
2 years ago, February, said that would make it 29, 30 months, something like that. And it's an inflationary depression. And I'm the only one that's come out and said that. Nobody else has. And it's been a long time now. But that's what we're going through. The government is talking about 3.6% inflation. John Williams, the eminent economist, who uses a number of models, one of which is the model that we had in 1980 to grade inflation, the CPI, at that time. And he comes up with a figure of 11.2211%. And I believe John. I don't believe the government. As far as unemployment's concerned, the government's talking 9.1%. That's only you three. There's U1, U2, U3, U4, U5, and you add them all up and you get U6. Now, U6 is 16.7 approximately percent. And I can't remember the exact number, but it's in that vicinity. And if you remove the Brit death ratio, which is the jobs that were made or the jobs that were eliminated that they guess at, totally bogus figures. If you eliminate that, you get 22.6%. So there's your numbers. All lies.
And by the way,
that's
what 60 Minutes came up with last November. They had 33% for California. Isn't the system losing any credibility they had left by still stonewalling and saying the economy's great when everybody knows it's not?
Well, I'll tell you this. With half the population, it's working because they've been so conditioned to watching whatever newscast or listening to whatever newscast that they accept what government through these media organizations has to say. And you know something? We're never going to capture that half. They're the same half that's been in every country for centuries. They're just the people who don't think deeply. And the rest of the people have the world on their shoulders. And they're the people we're trying to get to. We're not going to get to all of them. But if we only get to 15 or 20%, it's a giant victory. Because these are the people who are in industry and in services. Some of them are even in government, and they are leaders or semi-leaders. And so those are the people who, generally speaking, make those kind of decisions that are important. And those are the people we're trying to reach, and we are reaching them. I mean, I get letters every day. Gee, I started listening to you 2 or 3 years ago, whatever the case, and I did what you told me to do. It was really hard for me. And, gee, everything I've got is doubled in value in the gold, silver arena, and I can never thank you enough. And these are very intelligent people who just didn't know, who happened to turn on the radio one day, and there we were, and they learned, and they took advantage of it, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, you're right. I want to go to Jeremy. I want to go to Cliff, LT, Otter, and Ken. We're going to at least get to those calls before the show ends. But I do want to put a plug in for Midas Resources. If you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, at the top right-hand corner, you see a banner that says, buy two silver dollars and Ted, by the way, selling these at cost, and get two free gifts, Mark Dice's excellent Big Brother Orwellian Nightmare Come True, and the excellent 35-minute documentary animation special exposing the Bankster's American Dream. Two free gifts, and you're getting a great deal, $88. That includes shipping everything. Two silver dollars includes shipping and the two free gifts, $88. Ted wants to introduce you to gold and silver. And if you call Midas Resources and tell them, I want the radio specials, there's a whole list. One of them is by one franc that Ted is selling at an insanely competitive price, one European gold, fifth-ounce franc. And you get a free year subscription, $159 value, either digital or hard copy, of the International Forecaster. So you can't beat that deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Or when you call, you can also ask for the two silver dollar free book, free film deal. There's also one where you can get three of my films free with three silver dollars. You can ask about that deal. But they've got a whole list of gold and silver radio specials that will run throughout the weekend. But gold has run up. Is it 60 bucks today or something? Or is it?
I think it around 12:30 Central, which is a close on the spot market. It was up around 48:30. And that put it at 1887. Gee, I was off by $23. But anyway, and it's strong in the aftermarket, which is
that must be what I'm looking at.
About,
that must be what I'm looking at because it's up even more.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the accessing to the December market now in both silver and gold is higher. Next week's going to be a very good week from the looks of it. And I think, you know, we might take a crack at 2,000 next week. It's all very exciting, and 2,000, 2,200 during September, October would be fine. I'm looking at the end of February for 3,000 to 3,200, and silver, probably 60, 70, somewhere in there. J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC are going to get stuck deeply, which makes me feel very good because they're very short. And I'm seeing a lot of short covering in the gold and silver shares and of all types. I can't believe, and I was a trader for 25 years, I can't believe they're shorting stocks at 50 cents that are now selling at 75, and they're short millions of shares, mostly naked. And they're doing the big stocks, too.
So you're saying in layman's terms,
the bag that they're in.
You're saying in layman's terms, they're doing very reckless things right now.
They have been, and the tide is turning against them.
Mm. And
they're going to take some big losses.
And Goldman Sachs internally is telling insiders collapse, and they're talking about as early as 3 months from now. Do you concur with that analysis?
Very possible, and they got Mr. Blankfein. That's the fellow who's the CEO of that company, Goldman Sachs, who told us that he was doing God's work. And I think they're going to indict him. We'll get the details later. He's hired a criminal attorney, so it's pretty serious.
Let's go to Jeremy in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Jeremy. Then we'll go to Cliff and others. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hi. I was just calling today to get some help from your listeners. I started, when you started doing the Google bombs, I started doing my own little info war here with Yahoo's homepage. On their homepage, they always have news articles, and I would find a news article from your website that would relate to the website that Yahoo would have on, and I was copying and pasting it in the.
I'm seeing a lot of that. I'm seeing InfoWars pasted in to big news articles all over the place. Very effective. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I need help hopefully with more people doing it because I think Yahoo has blocked me now from doing this because now whenever I log in and I try to read an article relating to the war or anything political, it won't let me post a comment anymore. But I can post a comment on, you know, a sports article or any other stupid article.
Well, you've got to just get a new username or use a new email to get in.
All I got to do?
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
All right.
But, yeah, everybody should swarm the Yahoo news pages and many others. You got any questions or comments about anything else in the news?
I do have a question about buying ammo. I know you talk about the feds raiding people who have over 1,000 rounds of ammo in their house. And I was trying to buy some ammo, but I'm worried about buying it online. Do you know if I should be worried about that?
Well, let me be clear. You probably got a one chance, let's just guesstimation, one chance out of 10,000 to buy ammo and get visited. They're doing it and publicizing it with the media all over the country, where somebody buys 1,000 rounds, I've seen as low as 500, and cops come to your door and ask, why have you done this? And you're like, because I like to get a good price. And you get a lot better deal. That's the only way you get a good deal. So they're just doing it to act like you're criminal. It's like this new ATF regulation that's not law, where you buy two or more rifles and then they come visit you and they put you in a database. You're doing a NICS. They know you're buying two rifles. It's just about acting like it's criminal. It's all part of theater with these people. And so buy all the ammo you want. And if they come to your door, laugh at them. You know, it's time to go, look, crooks, you're crooks. You know, I mean, it's time to stop kissing their you know what's. Bob, any comments on this?
Well, if they went to my house when I was living in the United States, and they would have found 250,000 rounds, and that would have given them something to think about.
Oh, boy. I appreciate your call there, Jeremy. Cliff, Otter, LT, Ken, we're going to get to you. It's all coming up. And back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central. InfoWarsNews.com is the website, InfoWarsNews.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
You know, we're going to be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'm going to retransmit a really good Best of Monday. And we'll see you back Tuesday. With not just the radio show, but InfoWars Nightly News. Bob Chapman's our guest. Let's go to Cliff in Arkansas. Cliff, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir.
No problem, man. There's one thing I wanted to have everybody to actually realize is that if you take all the so-called conspiracies, like ATF taking guns, federal agents taking gold and silver away from normal people. And what I believe is that the government is basically trying to, or the globalists are basically trying to get to where you can't defend yourself. And if you do get a way to defend yourself, you can't have or set up another economy without their help.
No, that's it. No, of course, that's what GMO is about worldwide. It's about taking over economies where you're dependent. That's the key to slavery. And now the feds are calling themselves, it was in the Palm Beach Post yesterday, the federal family, and they teach them, FEMA is basically, you can't make this up, the head of the new federal family, like La Cosa Nostra, our thing, the family. Bob Chapman.
Agreed. And also along with intimidation, that's a very, very important part of it, to be terrified that maybe they're going to come and get you because you bought 500 rounds of ammo or you own 10 American Eagles or whatever. And their influence on the economy or economies of the world, and bringing on this entrapment process where people become enslaved, as you say.
And more and more, I mean, it's like arresting people and charging them with life in prison for videotaping police in public. They know it's not illegal. They're there to try to scare people. And look, you don't lay down to bullies, folks. That isn't going to appease them. It's time to say, look, good people in government better decide to join with other good people. At the end of the day, Bob, I think God's put me here and put you here so people at least hear the truth and they have a chance to make the decision what side they're on in eternity.
Absolutely. And, you know, I never, ever thought that I would ever end up in this position. I mean, when I retired as a stockbroker at 52 years old and I got bored and I started the publication from scratch, I never knew that there was a whole new meaning in life for me and something for me to do, which was very helpful to other people.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Cliff. Good points. Ken in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Honor and privilege to talk to you, sir. You kind of stole my thunder there. You've already mentioned his name, but I was just going to tell you about a great website run by a guy by the name of John Williams, who is a great economist and statistician. And when you go to his website, shadowstats.com, and you click on the alternate data, he's got some great graphs and charts there. And one of them particularly I was interested in is the GDP, the gross domestic product, because he's quoting it the way it really is. After you subtract the high rate of inflation, which is now about 10% or more, he's showing the economy in negative territory and headed down. It's about negative 3% right now. So the economy is definitely shrinking right now.
Yeah, I want to get John Williams on. We've sent a few emails over the years. Perhaps listeners should hit him up. But Bob is on par with Williams, maybe even better in some ways, but very respected. We want to get him on dealing with that. Bob Chapman, your comments.
Well, I don't compliment a lot of people, but he's doing a great job, and he's wonderful at what he does. I can't say enough nice things about him. I don't know him personally. I just know his work. And if you can get him on, I think that would be wonderful, because I think it would give people an insight to the things that I just kind of gloss over, because I cover so many avenues.
Sure, he just covers the fake stats. Thank you so much, caller. We appreciate that. You know what? I promise to get these last two calls. So it's 5 minutes overdrive. The main radio show's over. See you tonight. InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.